questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad Pur. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad Pur, for today's discussion, we want to talk about freedom of speech and its limits. What is the views and the opinion of the religion of Islam regarding freedom of speech? Are the people allowed, for example, even to criticize Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, or even use blasphemous words? Is it, for example, allowed, and was it permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so? And if a person, for example, says such a thing and is considered as a murtad, as an apostate, then I've heard that according to the system of Islamic punishment, he is going to be executed. What kind of freedom of speech could it be? First of all, give us the true definition of freedom of speech according to Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that freedom of speech, freedom of thought and opinion is one of the basic human rights. Nobody can deny that. Everybody, first of all and per se, had the rights of the, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of opinion and thoughts. And there is no doubt about these issues. But the point is here, sometimes actually one person wanted to have some kind of desecration for the sacred religions. I'm not talking about the divine religion of Allah, Islam. Rather, I want to talk about all religious, you know, denominations.
Yes.
Nobody can accept this sacrilege. Nobody can accept desecration to any religion, you know, Buddhism, any kind of religion that you imagine. Nobody can tolerate these kinds of sacrilege. And it's human being considered to be disrespect. Okay?
Yes.
And if you have this kind of, you know, sacrilege and desecration to the any kind of religion. Talking about this issue, sometimes some people wanted to, for example, may Allah, God forbid, wanted to have some kind of insults to the noble Prophet Muhammad, which we call it Sabbun Nabi.
Yes.
Some kind of insult to the noble Prophet Muhammad, wanted to disrespect the Ahlul Bayt or his the pure progeny of noble Prophet Muhammad, wanted to desecrate the noble Quran, for example, the fire noble Quran, you know. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we see in the media.
In Sweden, they did it recently.
Unfortunately, this, you know, some people wanted to just fire the noble Quran.
Yes.
You know, I think human being by the nature, I'm not talking about the perspective of the Muslim, rather from the perspective of human being.
Yes.
Nobody can accept this kind of sacrilege. If you fire Bible, God mm-hmm. forbid, if you fire Noble Quran, if you fire any sacred books, who can tolerate that? I think it is not acceptable. Rationally speaking, from the perspective of human being, it is not acceptable. You have to respect, you know, the sacred books, sacred people, and the, you know, sacred people, beliefs of the people. You know, the concept of the blasphemy, the concept of the apostasy, I just want to explain it from these points. The person who is, you know, apostate is actually disrespecting and, you know, desecrating the some kind of tenets of the religion of Islam.
Sorry, before getting into that, who do we call a murtad?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I want to, it has a lot of explanation and condition to that.
Yes.
The apostate, first of all, let me go to that issue. First of all, this person denies the tenet of the religion, like the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophethood of noble Prophet Muhammad, all the day of judgment. Okay?
Yes.
And then this person make it public. You know, this is very important. Let me explain it via a narration of the Imam As-Sadiq. He said that كُلُّ مُسْلِمٍ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ اِرْتَدَّ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَجَّهَدَ مُحَمَّدًا نُبُوَّةَ وَكَذَّبَهُ. If you deny the prophethood of Noble Prophet Muhammad, if a person negate the prophethood of Noble Prophet Muhammad publicly, mm-hmm. you know, these are conditions for the apostasy. It is very important. I want to say that if you want to understand whether this person is apostate or not, it is not easy. It is not easy to attribute apostasy to an individual. First of all, as I said, it should refuse and to negate the tenet of the religion of Islam, and then to make it publicly. And the concept, and third, it is a concept of juhud and takdhib. It is very important.
Yes.
So let me explain it. Sometimes you have some doubt, some scientific, you know, you want to have some debate with some people, okay? It's okay. You want to have debate, you want to have discussion with the scholars, you have some doubts about some of the tenets of religions. All of that is granted. It's okay. Nobody have any, we cannot attribute apostasy to these people because we want to have scientific, you know, discussion here, a scholarly analysis here. This is granted. On the other hand, we have some people, they just want to have the concept of juhud, okay? Negations of the religion, tenets yes. of religion, publicly.
Okay.
Very important. And the concept of takdhib, you know, which means to deny and to negate the prophethood of Noble Prophet Muhammad publicly. For example, via media, you say that I do not accept it at all. And, you know, it is not a scholarly question. It is not doubt about that. Just you want to arrogantly.
Intentionally and on purpose. Oppose religion and prophets.
Not okay. kind of opposing, but more than that, sometimes you add some kind of desecration to that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
For example, this is like what Salman Rushdie with authoring
exactly.
satanic verses did
exactly.
on that time. And then the issue was fatwa, but we can say a fatwa was issued by the late Imam Khomeini against him. That's right.
Exactly. You know, this is sometimes the case of sacrilege, mm-hmm. the case of desecration. Nobody yes. can accept that. To desecrate any sacred religions or the, for example, sacred books or people. But I want to emphasize on this point again and again because it is very important. The yes. religion of Islam is a religion of intellect, the religion of wisdom. We invite all people to have conversation, to have debate, dialogue about Islamic issues. You can talk, you can have your own research about Islam, questions, anything. You know, scholarly analysis, these are acceptable and these are actually invitation from a side of Islamic scholars. But sacrilege insults this kind of opposition to the tenets of Islam. I think rationally speaking, nobody can accept that.
Rich, for example, the cartoons that were painted recently by Charlie Hebdo magazine
exactly.
in France.
Yes.
Is it a kind of irtidad or apostasy?
Of course, if we can call it irtidad for those people who, if they are Muslim actually, mm. or they have the background of, you know, Islam, because we
it has to be Muslim.
Exactly, because
okay.
we have two kind of irtidad.
Uh-huh.
First of all, fitri and milli. I do not want to go to the because
no, but no, it's good. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I want to know that is the person who is non-Muslim. And, for example, disrespects the saints of Islam. Is he considered as a murtad or not?
Yeah, this is not irtidad. If that person is actually is not Muslim or didn't mm-hmm. have his parents, they were not Muslim, it is not considered to be apostasy. Rather, it is kind of a sacrilege or kind of unbelief, if mm-hmm. you wanted to have this kind of desecration. We are talking about the Muslim or the person, his parents, they were Muslim.
Yes.
It has two categorization, and they want to revert from Islam and to oppose Islam and to come to the, unbelief. We are talking about these people. Yes.
That's all right. And the maximum punishment for a murtad in Islam is execution, isn't it?
As I said, it is. First of all, it has be if you want to recognize an individual to be apostate, mm-hmm. extremely difficult.
Very rarely
it's happened that this person is apostate. Okay. Because in most cases, as I mentioned, they have some scientific, they have some scholarly doubt about this issue. Oh, but they have some question in their mind. These are, imagination, this question, they are not considered to be apostasy. Or, for example, that person, maybe they are in some difficult situation, for example, in some kind of pressure, they have this kind of opposition to the religion of Islam. We are not talking about these people. Rather, we are talking in a very rare situation, some people publicly, they want to oppose Islam and to want to desecrate the tenets of religions. In that case, we have the concept of apostasy. Yes.
That's all right. So isn't it against freedom of speech? This is, of course, a new slogan and the motto in the world. Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, or something like that. Do not ban the people from saying this, from saying that, okay? So how can Islam answer such a question?
Of course, these kind of, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, the freedom of thought, freedom of speech is one of the human mm-hmm. rights. Nobody can deny that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, those people, I'm talking about some of the Western countries yes. and governments, when they talk about the freedom of speech, even in their own country, they do not permit people to talk about certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can have a lot of examples about that. You know that this is a political agenda.
Yes.
Yes, and this they do not want to defend the human right. They do not want to talk. Rather, it is they want to play by this point and by these yes. slogans. And the reality of that, if you go, for example, even in the Islamic Republic of Iran, I think you can find the most freedom of speech mm-hmm. because we have a lot of groups. They are opposing the government. They have some differences, debate with the government. Even with the divine religion of Islam, but they talk easily, they have debate, and they do not face any problems.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nurapur, for a nice elaboration regarding the definition of apostasy and is it against freedom of speech or not. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين
حسين وحسن.